in the small business community, like so many other communities right now, you know, equity is an issue. We, in restaurants in particular, haven't really ever talked about anti-Blackness or the fact that we as businesses with opportunities to feed people can't really just look at ourselves as a business anymore, that I think we have a responsibility to do more and to look at our hiring practices and look at who has opportunities to open restaurants and thrive in them. And so I think, you know, communities are asking elected officials to look at the conditions that are driving inequality and how between, you know, small business development and in nonprofit sectors or even in government sectors, we need to be thinking critically about changing these conditions. And that's going to come with a lot of uncomfortable conversations about who's getting money and funding. And so, you know, communities, I think, are really demanding that elected officials advocate and amplify that message and that they are seen and then they are heard. And it's my job not only to amplify those messages, but to make sure that leaders in the communities have an active role in the conversation when it comes to decision making, and that, you know, they are feeling like, because I know a lot of especially leaders in communities of color are being brought into a lot of conversations, but I don't know how many of those conversations are leading to actionable next steps. And so the accountability factor here is to make sure that elected officials can ensure that there are next steps, that there are next actions, and that we are looking not only at changing the conditions to make our communities more equitable, but that our communities have a larger voice.
Now, it's interesting that you use the word equitable, because that doesn't necessarily mean that everyone has access to the same things.
I use equitable and because I think there's a difference that we don't always talk about between equity and equality. And it's an opportunity and an access problem. And we don't often see as the different conditions, you know, when people talk about systemic racism, I don't know if we go further into you know, the practices of that in our neighborhoods. And so whether that, and you have to look a lot at the history of how neighborhoods are zoned and created, to what's going on in terms of who's placed near harmful environmental conditions, you know, what's affordable and what's not in certain areas of the cities, who has access to be able to open their own business and where. You know, I'm talking to a lot of different business owners who what we have found is that, you know, especially in the restaurant industry, there are people who have different relationships with financial institutions and their landlords. And you're seeing a lot of Black, Brown, Indigenous, and Asian business leaders who are unable to create better relationships with their white landlords. And I think that's a conversation we have to have about, you know, how that discourages opportunities for people to thrive economically and run the businesses that they want to in their way. So it's absolutely a conversation about access and opportunity. But I think beyond that, we have to make sure that we're talking about that access being a right and not just a condition that we're looking at.